Now the news. I'm Tian Lu. The 14th National People's Congress, China's national legislature, has opened its second session at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing. Chinese Premier Li Qiang delivered a government work report at the meeting. The government work report says China targets economic growth of around 5% in 2024. The report also calls for accelerating the development of new quality productive forces and high-quality development.
Striving to modernize the industrial system and developing new quality productive forces at a faster pace, we should give full rein to the leading role of innovation, spur industrial innovation by making innovations in science and technology, and press ahead with the new industrialization so as to raise total factor productivity, steadily foster new growth drivers and strengths, and promote a new leap forward in the productive forces.
According to the report, the country expects to create over 12 million jobs in urban areas and keep the surveyed urban unemployment rate at around 5.5% this year. Hona brings more details about the government work report.
It is such an important document and report. It lays out the overarching goals for China's social and economic development in the years ahead. Of course, we've been hearing debates around the economic growth target of around 5%. Well, if you ask me what would be my general impression about the government work report, I would say we have to read between the lines. Well, my general impression is three key words, that is confidence, determination, and resilience. Well, we talk about China's economic growth target of around 5.2% in the year 2023, well, net number surpassed is significantly already higher than the United States at around 2.5% and Eurozone with 0.5% and Japan at around 1.9%.
China has expressed grave concern about the United States investigation into China-made vehicles that use connected car technology. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says the country has taken notice of the U.S. move, which is intended to prevent the normal export of Chinese vehicles under the pretext of national security. A spokesperson from the ministry says the U.S. attempt to set up non-tariff barriers is a typical protectionist practice which will disrupt and distort the global auto industry and supply chains. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim has said the United States and some of its Western allies should not preclude Malaysia from being friendly to China. Anwar is currently in Melbourne for a summit of Australia and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. He describes China as the leading investor and trader into Malaysia. The Malaysian leader also says his country is fiercely independent and does not want to be dictated by any force. The European Union has slapped tech giant Apple with over 1.8 billion euros in fines for alleged antitrust violations. EU officials say the move stems from Apple's alleged abuse of its dominant market position in distributing music streaming apps to iPhone and iPad users through its App Store. U.S. Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that former President Donald Trump can remain on the primary ballot in Colorado, rejecting the state's disqualification and potentially setting nationwide guidelines. The 9 justices, 3 liberal and 6 conservative, all agreed with the ruling. The former U.S. leader is the frontrunner in the Republican presidential race. The Houthi group in Yemen says it has carried out strikes targeting an Israeli-operated commercial ship in the Arabian Sea as well as American warships in the Red Sea. Houthi military spokesperson Yahya Saria says the group struck the Israeli ship accurately with a number of naval missiles. He also says the Houthis launched ballistic missiles and drones at a number of American warships in the Red Sea. The spokesperson describes the strikes as retaliation for the American-British aggression against Yemen and a message of support for the oppressed Palestinian people. Ukraine has expressed its readiness to extend gas transit from Russia if there is a request from the European Union countries. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal says his country can seal a deal on gas transit with the European Commission or a group of European countries that are interested in maintaining the transit. And that's the news. I'm Tian Lu.